بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. Allah Tabarak Tala announced about 8 years before the demise, the death of Abu Lahab after the Battle of Badr. 8 years before, Allah Tabarak Tala had made the announcement that the hands of Abu Lahab will be destroyed. Watabba, the entire being of Abu Lahab will be destroyed. He will find destruction in this worldly life. He will be left all alone. Ma aghna anhu maluhu. His wealth will not be able to benefit him. Wama kasab, nor that which he has earned, which refers to his children. His family would leave him. About 7 days after getting the news of the defeat of his friends in the Battle of Badr, 7 days he remained in a state, one of depression, and the second, being afflicted with a sickness which was regarded as highly contagious. His family members, those close, those beloved, those who were always around him, separated from him. So he remains alone now for 7 days in depression on the news of the defeat of Badr, and at the same time in depression that no one is ready to come close to him. The sickness takes root and his body starts rotting from within. But Abu Lahab is all alone in his pain, in his difficulty. His sons, his daughters are not ready to approach him to come near, lest they are also afflicted with the sickness that he has. He dies. How he dies, when he died, really would not be known. The most is that when the body starts rotting and the smell of the corpse now start spreading out of the dwelling, people have to speak to his sons, rebuke them. Workers are paid with long sticks to push the body. A hole is dug and the body of Abu Lahab is pushed in. Neither his sons are there to see to a good burial of their beloved father. Neither is the daughter there to help with the washing of the father. His sons will not help him. His daughters were not going to help him. His wealth was not going to help him. Like a dog, like a dead dog, the body of Abu Lahab would be pushed out of his dwelling with sticks. No one was prepared to even touch his body. Pushed into a hole, covered with sand. 8 years before this, Allah Tabarak Tala makes the announcement, Ma aghna anhu maluhu. His wealth, he was extremely wealthy, but his wealth was not going to come to his aid. His sons were not going to come. Whatever he worked for, the opposition to stand and to ensure that the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not move forward, everything was going to collapse. All his effort, lot of effort he made. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, year after year, would go to the plains of Hajj. He would meet the camps that were set up, hosting the Hujjaj, the Arabs who had come from far and wide. He was in the markets of Ukaz. He was in the markets of Dhul Majinnah. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu, speaking of his first meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam moving around in the markets of Dhul Majaz, going to the people, inviting them towards one Allah. But behind him there was this one man. He was also making his da'wah, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tirelessly for years, camp after camp, person after person, Abu Lahab tirelessly for years behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, throwing stones at his blessed feet, screaming from far, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, this man is preventing you from walking the walk of your forefathers. Fala yasuddannakum an dinikum. وَدِينِ أَبَائِكُمْ. Let him not stop you from your faith, the faith of your fathers. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, I asked, we would ask, Man hadha? Who is this man who made it a mission to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to go behind, to scream out from far, to make sure no one was listening to what he had to say? The people would say, this is Abu Lahab. On account of Abu Lahab being the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his scream from far would definitely have certain effects, especially on the mind of those who understood Arab custom was that family will always stand with family. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives da'wah to a person from the tribe of Banu Muharib who has already reached 120 years old. On that age, intelligent has reached its peak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam invites him. The man's response, however, is when he speaks to Abu Lahab, he says, "Anta wallahi a'rafu bihi." You will know more about this boy than us. He is your nephew, huwa ibnu akhik, wa lahmatuk. He is your flesh. This is how the people viewed the issue, that if the uncle himself is not accepting, and if the uncle is claiming, innahu sabi'un kadhibun, that this boy in front is a liar, this boy has left the way of his forefathers, he has caused corruption, he has caused fights, he has caused conflicts in the families. They said, if this is what the uncle is saying, then where are we from outside to judge? Allah tabarak ta'ala would reveal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was not going to answer, in his defense against the claims of Abu Lahab, understanding that in the end of the day, this is his uncle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not respond to the claims of his uncle. Almighty Allah would respond on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tabbat yada abi lahabi wa tab would be revealed. It would go on the tongues of all. If anyone had to later on ask, but does the uncle not know better? Immediately, the one who had brought Iman would be reading, Tabbat yada, that from the heavens, creator of the heavens and the earth has announced, Abu Lahab will be destroyed one day. And whatever he has, whatever he has acquired, will not benefit him in the least. Sayasla naran dhata lahab. One day, he will definitely enter into a fire. If he feels he is Abu Lahab, the father of the flamy cheeks, the red cheeks, he should know that one day he will be entering into a fire which is flamy much more than the flame on his cheeks. Sayasla naran, soon he will enter a fire, dhata lahab, which is filled with flames. When the day came and the demise of Abu Lahab took place, Allah tabarak ta'ala made it. Not only were those far from Abu Lahab reading the surah, even those that were close to Abu Lahab. A time came in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the closest of Abu Lahab who were left alive after the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, the sons of Abu Lahab, the daughters of Abu Lahab, he had three sons, Utbah, Utaybah, Mut'ab. Utaybah was killed by a lion. He pulled upon himself the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he had done after divorcing the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then tearing the qamis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him and said, "I will ask Allah to send against you a dog from his dogs." On his journey to Sham, no matter what effort they made to see to his protection, his father Abu Lahab himself would say that indeed the son of mine has been hit with the curse of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to the people that please do something to protect my son tonight. There are lions in this area. Inni akhafu da'wata Muhammadin, Abu Lahab said, I fear the curse of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will gather around, will grab him. So they gathered all of their possessions, they gathered their saman, their goods, فَجَمَعُوا أَحْمَالَهُمْ. And then they made place for Utaybah at the top. They put him on the top of all of their bags, وَبَاتُوا حَوْلَهُ, and they slept around it. So much of protection was given. But when the command of Almighty Allah was to come, the lion came, it snuffed, It smelled, it looked for its target, it jumped over those who were protecting, it lands on top of Utayba, he opens his eyes, he sees the lion, all he is able to scream out is, قَتَلَنِي, it has killed me, and that was the end of Utayba. Besides Utayba, the sons Utba, the son Mut'ab, the daughters Durra, Khalida, Azza, the family of Abu Lahab, they themselves would be the ones who would read La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Thereafter themselves, they would read the surah Tabbat yada Abi Lahabu wa Tab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did not have to answer against the claims of his uncle. Even the family of Abu Lahab themselves would one day be giving this answer to the entire world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's silence in the face of the opposition of Abu Lahab and Almighty Allah answering on his behalf, and the punishment that Abu Lahab went through was a unique example of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Almighty Allah has announced, Man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. The one who holds enmity for my friend, let him be aware that I, meaning Almighty Allah, has announced that war will be made with him. Abu Lahab made war with Almighty Allah, and the result of it was his wealth was not able to avail him, neither in this world, neither in the qabr, neither in the year after. His own family were going to forsake him. Everything that he did in trying to oppose Islam fell to the ground, and Abu Lahab was going to enter into the worst of punishments. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala save us all from ever creating within ourselves enmity for the friends of Almighty Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب.
Destroyed are the hands of Abu Lahab, and destroyed is he.
ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب.
His wealth did not avail him, nor that which he gained.
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب.
Soon he will burn in a flaming fire.
وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ.
And his wife as well, the carrier of firewood.
فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَّسَدٍ.
Around her neck will be a rope of twisted fiber.